boy answers, "Hello." Man says, "Is your dad there?"
"Yes, he is."
"Can I talk to him, please?"
"No, he's very busy."
"Is your mother there?"
"No."
"Can I speak to her?" "Yes." "Can I speak to her?"
"No, she's very busy."
He goes, He says, "Is there anybody else there?"
"Yes, there's a fireman."
"There's a fireman at your house?"
"Yes."
"Can I speak to him?"
"No."
"Well, why not?"
"He's very busy."
He says, "Anybody else?"
"Yes."
"Who?"
"There's a policeman."
"Wait a minute." He says, "There's a policeman at your house, too? Well, let me speak to him for a minute."
"No, you can't. He's very busy."
That guy says, "Now, wait a minute. Your father's there, your mother's there, there's a fireman there, there's a policeman there, and they're also busy. What are they doing?"
"They're looking for me."
That was Ray's last joke before he went into the hospital and died.
Jeez.
Yeah, Ray always kept me up on the latest, his latest corny jokes that were always good. I love that joke because you can tell it in any company.
Now, Howard Elliott said that he was interested in all kinds of UFO theories and things like that, too.
Yeah, and he was a hell of an oil painter.
And he also directed plays when he was early in the faculty. Yep. Besides being the football coach, the coach of the girls and the boys' basketball teams, he would do a play and stuff.
And did the summer program. He would put on his piss helmet, get his corn cob pipe, and his stool. And all summer long, he'd sit out there in the athletic field, smoking his pipe, and watching the kids play.
Oh, okay. Yeah, summer rec, yeah.
And Claire Jacobson said that when he played basketball, and of course, Claire was a hell of an athlete, and so was his brother, Carl. They had championship team for all 4 years when Ray was there, or when Claire was there. He said they'd all go there, practice after school, get all suited up, run up on the gym, do their drills and stuff like that. Ray would walk in. "Well, I want you to practice dribbling tonight. I want you to practice foul shoots tonight. I want you to practice set shots, jump shots, and layups. All right?" He blows whistle. "Go to it." He'd go down the end of the gym, sit down at the piano, and start playing Sweet Georgia Brown, and I forgot, Claire told me all the different songs that he would play. He'd play for an hour and a half down there, and then he'd blow his whistle. "All right, that's enough. Take a shower and go home."
That's great. I'd love to have a recording of that. Somebody said they got some recordings of that. They found some at some yard sale or something.
Oh, God.
Now, in old home days, he did some sing-alongs too, right?
I don't know about that, but I can tell you this. If you go up to Bill Pickens and call him in advance, he will show you the book I gave him, because Bill was a great favorite of Ray's. He did a lot for Bill, because Bill grew up with nothing going at all. Ray wrote a book, The Bard of the Butternuts. And when I found that book that my father had, and all the state when I was cleaning it out, I gave it to Bill Pickens.
And did he ever try to get it published or anything?
No.
No?
The Bard of the Butternut.
And what's it about?
Fishing holes.
Oh, okay.
On the Butternut Creek.
Yeah.
He and my dad fished the Butternut Creek. Sometimes, some of the stories they told about bulls pitted them in the creek so they couldn't get out for an hour. Oh, my God. Some of the stories, you know, down, especially down towards Gilbertsville, where there are a lot of pastures, they let them run right into the creek to drink. And but Bill's got the book, The Bard of the Butternut.
That sounds neat.
Yeah.
Now, the Draper Daniels guy, the real Draper Daniels, he used to come back from wherever he was, Chicago, whatever, to go fishing with Ray Clement. He graduated from Morris in December and went right to Syracuse University in 31. Would have been like the first year.
I think Ray was a Cortland graduate.
Right, but I'm saying Draper Daniels was a Morris graduate.
Right, right, right. Yeah. No, I was just thinking about where Ray went to college.
Mm-hmm. No, Ithaca.
Daniels.
Yeah, that's Fanny Daniels' kid.
That doesn't ring a bell at all.
She was a teacher at Morris forever.
Daniels was?
Yeah, Fanny Daniels.
Way 100 years ago.
She taught Bob Jones and people like that. I don't know if she taught 8th grade or something.
For my time.
She lived in
I started teaching. I applied at Morris and I applied at New Berlin, and New Berlin convinced me to go there instead of Morris. Otherwise, Alan Holcomb wouldn't have had a job.
Mm-hmm.
Because they hired Alan Holcomb.
Yeah. This Fanny Daniels lived in the house that Marilyn Crumb bought.
Okay.
And
all right. I was in Gilbertsville then.
Right.
That was a little before my Morris recollection of things. Trying to think when I really got interested in Morris. I got really into Morris in the late 1950s, early 60s.
Uh-huh.
Danny Morehouse, Gary Johnson, they were all younger than I was. Jim Middaugh, I couldn't get them out of the house.
Huh.
Jesus Christ. Gary Johnson, I used to drive him home with a stick.
Now, did Gary Johnson ever get in trouble for wearing a Morris football jersey?
Oh, yeah. Ray got him. I'll tell you exactly where it was. Do you know where you don't remember Bruce and Donna Hogg, where they used to live up on Route 51?
No, how far was
Dick
that?
Schaefer. You know where Dick Schaefer lived?
Oh, yeah, with all the dump trucks and stuff.
Yep. Well, right across from Dick Schaefer was our property.
Uh-huh.
And I built, Jim Middaugh and I built a baseball diamond up there.
Okay.
All of a nice time. Mowed it all the time, kept it real nice. And we had our camp boys, and then there were kids that came for the day, like Timmy Liddell.
Yep.
And Roger Adams, brother Terry.
And Frank Rock.
New Berlin. John Pombrio, his parents had the cleaners in New Berlin. A lot of New Berlin kids came over and went to camp in the summertime with us all. So I had a hell of a ball team.
And Frank Rock, too, right?
Yep. So Ray had his summer program down there. So probably twice a week, Ray would get an old bus and he'd bring the kids up and we'd have a baseball game. Well, one chilly morning, we're up there. Of course, Ray's got his back to Route 51 and I'm facing Garrettsville because home plate is in the corner there by the road. And Gary Johnson, now did you know where Gary used to live?
In the village?
No.
Oh, I know where you mean, where his parents ended up. Right by Bruce Norton's.
The old, your Danny Morehouse's farm was.
Yeah, okay.
Back this way.
Uh-huh.
Janet Card.
Okay.
Ray Card's, not Ray Card. What the hell was her father-in-law's name?
I thought he lived on the corner Elm Grove in 51.
He did there too. That's where his parents moved down to.
Okay.
But he lived almost diagonally across from Warren Reiser's house.
All right. Yeah.
Okay. Up on the hill there.
Mm-hmm.
There's two houses in a row there.
Yeah.
Well, three really. Alice Card's a house in the back.
Mm-hmm.
Then Alice Card is Marie Holt.
Yeah.
That's her mother.
And there was a Gunther lived there for a while once, wasn't there?
Oh, no, that's the house, that's the farm, that's way back just before this house.
But they're in that row.
Yep, they're in that row. It's Gunther, Alice Card, Janet, and...
Harold,
thank you. Harold Card, right. And then the Johnsons, Gary's mom and dad. Goob, we always called him Goob, and his mother was a bitch. But anyway, Gary was constantly down to Mill Hollow.
Uh-huh.
Because Danny would come with him, and we had, we had a lot of things going on. Well, anyway, he was working for Harold Card that summer, and so was Royce Webster. And they had Alice Moline tractors, and Gary is driving the first one. I think there was a baler behind him, and Royce was coming with a wagon, or maybe Gary had the wagon and Royce had the baler. I don't know which. And he's coming down the road. It's a chilly morning. And Ray turns around to see who's coming down the road with the tractor. And here's Gary wearing his Morris Central School football jersey, which had to have been turned in before he left at the end of June.
Oh, gosh. Yep.
Holy shit. He got up off that bench, blew his whistle, game stop right now. I'll be back in a minute. And he marched right out in the middle of 51 and stopped him. He says, you get that damn jersey off. That belongs to Morris Central School, and I want it right now. Last we saw Gary, he was going down the road all huddled up, trying to keep warm with no jersey on.
Jeez.
Yep. That was Ray. He was a pisser.
Quite a guy.
Yeah, he was.
What did he do in the Navy? Any idea?
No, I don't. No, I don't. And you know, his son, Phil, lives over on New Berlin.
Norwich, almost, doesn't he?
Norwich, yeah. He lives in Norwich, actually. Norwich, New Berlin Road. Married Jane Spur from New Berlin. Wonderful gal. Wonderful gal. And she taught Norwich for 30-some years. Phil worked for the county. They inherited Ray and Peg's camp up on Lake Moraine. And he's great friends with Alan Hansen and John Madison's sister.
Now, who's Alan Hansen?
Alan Hansen's mother, I think. Carol, didn't Alan Hansen's mother teach math?
I don't know Mrs. Hansen.
Well, that's right. You didn't go to Morris anyway.
No.
All right. I think Mrs. Hansen taught math. But he grew up with Phil and John Whitman. John Whitman was a great friend with Phil, too. But Phil didn't like his father.
Isn't that amazing?
Phil wound up being the scapegoat. Every time Ray wanted something done in the team, he'd say, all right, now I want you quarterbacks to pay attention to this. This is the way Phil would do it. You know, he was praising Phil about his athletic ability to other kids in front of all the teams.
Oh, geez.
And it was so embarrassing.
Mm-hmm.
So embarrassing. And Phil thought the world of his mom, but Phil and Ray just never danced together very often.
Hmm.
They really didn't. And I know that he came to my mom's memorial service, but Peg didn't because my parents and Ray and Peg didn't believe in funerals. My mother will give me, if there is such a thing as heaven, my mother will give me holy shit for having a church service for her. But I just needed it because I had not had
right
from Dad's. Dad died, took him down, had him bacon shake, put in a box, walked down to the cemetery, put him in the ground.
Hmm.
Pastor Bill came down. He said, you want me to say a few prayers? That'd be nice. There was Mom, Dad, Joan, and I, the three boys, and Warren and Harriet Ryder. That was it.
Hmm.
That's all. They would not allow a funeral. They would not allow calling hours. They would not allow anything. So it was just like a vacant hole in my heart. It bothered me terribly. So with Mom, we had a little service, and then we went down and buried her and all this stuff. So,